KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The IFP says it rejects President Cyril Ramaphosa's decision to sign the expropriation bill into law. The bill was signed yesterday. It will allow expropriation without compensation in specific public interest cases. In a statement, the IFP says the decision to sign the bill undermines the spirit of collaboration that is fundamental to the Government of National Unity framework. It says the president should have referred it to the GNU clearinghouse before making the decision. On the other hand, the South African Communist Party says it welcomes the move by Ramaphosa, calling it a step towards land justice and social transformation. The SACP says it's a significant milestone in dismantling what it says is the legacy of colonial and apartheid-era land dispossession that left millions of African people landless. Advocacy group Pay the Grant says South Africans who are most in need will benefit from the ruling on the Social Relief of Distress Grant. The High Court in Pretoria yesterday ruled that the South African Social Security Agency's regulations, which limited access to the grant, are unconstitutional and invalid. Pay the Grants, the Institute for Economic Justice, and other advocacy groups took the minister, C.C. Dolashe, to court over the issue. The minister was ordered to deliver a new plan within 4 months. Pay the Grants deputy chairperson, Elizabeth Raters, says the judgment comes as a huge relief.
I have spoken to SASSA on previous occasions and I've told them that we work on the ground on a daily basis. So you see how beneficiaries are actually struggling. You see how they depend on this grant. Some of the beneficiaries, this is the only income they have. And as you know, with food prices being so expensive, 370 is actually nowadays just for 2 days.
The World Health Organization says it's reviewing its priorities ahead of the withdrawal of its largest donor, the U.S. President Donald Trump this week signed an executive order pulling the country out of the UN Health Agency. He's repeatedly criticized it over its handling of the COVID-19 pandemic. In a letter to staff, WHO Chief Tedros Ghebreyesus said that they are freezing recruitment except in the most critical areas. He says they are also dramatically cutting back on travel expenditure, telling employees that all meetings must be fully virtual unless there's an exceptional case. Tedros says he hopes the new U.S. administration will reconsider its decision. And Reserve Bank Governor Lesedja Ganyago is Stellenbosch University's new chancellor. The institution says he was unanimously elected today. Ganyago takes over from Justice Edwin Cameron, whose term ended in December. The university awarded the governor an honorary doctorate in 2018. Ganyago becomes Stellenbosch's 16th chancellor, and he says he's looking forward to inspiring the next generation to realize their full potential and contribute meaningfully to South Africa's growth and development, as well as that of the continent. Durban and Pietermaritzburg, 29 tomorrow, Richards Bay, 31. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.